that you, Jack?
That's me.
Thank you very much. We now have a quorum. And with
okay. I think the appropriate thing to do would be for you to tee up the issue, Sonke, and let us know if we have a report on the central Lassen zone from the department and get that as well.
Yes, sir, Mr. President. All right, we're gathered here to...
Sonke, before you get started, let's find out if we have anyone from the public at the other locations.
Oh, okay. Mr. Rogers, you...
Santa Barbara's got Paul Weakland, no one else in the room.
And Jack, you're in you're someplace else, too, so you don't have anyone, right?
I don't, President Kellogg. I'm alone.
And I'm alone, so do you have any public in the room there, Sonke?
Quite a few, and we have two speaker cards.
Okay.
So it sounds like we have three people who may want to speak, including Paul.
Yes, he does want to speak.
Okay, let's roll.
All right.
I'm shocked.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Commissioners. This is a special meeting of the Fish and Game Commission on August 27th at 3 p.m. to consider for the consideration and possible emergency action to amend Section 300, Title 14 of the California Code of Regulations regarding potential reduction of sage-grouse hunting permits in Lassen County zones due to the Rush Fire. And Deputy Director Dan Perigary is here to give us a quick overview of the situation.
Yeah, Mr. President, members of the Commission, good afternoon. This is Dan Perigary. I think I can do this in just a few minutes. The Lassen sage-grouse population, we believe, has now been largely isolated by this fire. The Rush Fire started in early August. It's now up to roughly 320,000 acres. We have not been able to have any department staff get on the ground. Roads are still closed, but we hear from BLM folks and some CAL FIRE folks that there's likely to be no significant habitat in the East Lassen zone that was spared by this fire. We believe that the East Lassen zone comprises the bestest, if you will, of the habitat in Lassen County and those parts of Nevada that also burn a little bit. Back in August when we made our recommendation to you for the hunt proposal, we characterized it as quite conservative. We recommended a total of 31 permits, each good for two birds, in the central and East Lassen zones combined. That was 20 in the East Lassen zone and 11 permits in the central Lassen zone. Our recommendation to you at this point, given that the roads are still closed, we don't know what the heck's going on in that fire area, but everything in our combined ecological knowledge suggests that this is very, very bad for sage grouse, and that we recommend that the East Lassen quota hunt zone tags be reduced from 20 to zero. On the central Lassen, we're a little bit conflicted internally about that sum, but it is at the eastern edge of the best habitat. In fact, it is scattered and isolated and, in large cases, very poor habitat in central Lassen. Those zones are created primarily to spread hunter pressure out. As we said, that you know most of the permits were in the East Lassen zone. Our best biological assessment is that whether this hunt in the central Lassen continues with 11 tags is not going to be consequential. It was certainly not consequential prior to the fire, and it's probably not now, but there is a great deal of uncertainty associated with that. As a whole, when you look at the Lassen sage-grouse population, there is no uncertainty that they're likely to suffer for a long time as a result of this fire. The bottom line in that regard is that there is so much uncertainty regarding the long-term sustainability of these grouse, and then that means the long-term sustainability of hunting, that the department's recommendation, even though the best biological recommendation is to maintain the 11 permits in the central Lassen zone, we think you ought to reduce the number of permits in the central Lassen zone to zero as well. We'll know more next year when we have a chance to look at the spring brood counts, or the let counts, I should say, and that it is the most risk-averse recommendation relative to the long-term sustainability of both grouse and hunting in Lassen County.
Okay, is that it, Dan? All right, Commissioners, do you want to take some public testimony?
Yeah, let's hear from the public, and then we'll go from there.
All right. First speaker will be Paul Weakland.
Paul? I'm fine right here. Commissioners, Paul Weakland. I lived in Susanville for 3 years. I hunted truckers out there in Smoke Creek Desert and around Ravendale. You're talking about a desert. There's no trees, just a little bit of brush. And if you're really caring about these birds of the area, the birds have left in front of the fire. If you really want to protect them, you would close the areas that have been unaffected by fire because that's where they are now located. You said that unknown if the closure would have any effect. The uncertainty is overwhelming, unknown. What did your presenter say? Don't know what is going on. You have no idea what's really going on out there, and that this move may very well be consequential. And you have no sunset date. And I would just like to say to some of the people that live up there, I know one fellow will be terribly impacted, Mr. Bob Chavez. You're tearing his heart out by not allowing him to hunt in this area. And for good reasoning and conscience, I don't believe the need or necessity is there. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Next speaker is John Carlson. He's apparently president of the CWA.
Apparently.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Thanks for giving me a chance to say a few words. This is a difficult situation for the habitat and the grouse, there's no doubt. And
time's up.
My time. Thank you. No. That was Kellogg, I'm sure, making that noise.
No, unfortunately, it was me. I left my phone on sound.
You would have been my second pick.
Right. Yeah, no, well, because you could see dim.
Thanks for accepting the blame, Richard.
That was all the time I wasted and didn't use.
Hi, Paul. Anyway, you know, we did not get the department's recommendation until 30 seconds ago, but that's okay. I worked for the department for a long time, and I trust the biologists, and I can understand that there's a lot of conflict or confliction on this, and we've had this concern in the past with sage-grouse numbers and permits in the past on how it comes down at the very end for the recommendation. California waterfowl, I'm speaking on their behalf, and I don't feel that I can oppose the department. I would like the department's assurance, and I know they've already stated this, that they will look at this closely for next year. You know, I'm a big believer, since right now the reg package, you know, those quotas of zero to whatever the upper end number is, if you go zero this year, that does not automatically mean it'll be zero for next year. Am I getting head nods on that? We're getting head nods on that. So just so the commissioners understand that also. I like to think that the hunting community is conservative in its approach to wildlife management, and I think this would be a conservative. Now, if there were one or two tags, that's still conservative, but I'm not going to pick a fight on this one with the department.
Thank you, John. Next speaker is Bill Gaines, and the final speaker.
Commissioners, this is Bill Gaines, president of the California Outdoor Heritage Alliance. And again, like Mr. Carlson, we didn't know what the department's recommendation was on this until, you know, Dan just went through it a few moments ago. We are certainly not going to oppose by any means the complete closure in the East Lassen Zone. We, of course, you know, appreciate the department going on record that zone will be reopened at some point in time when the habitat and the birds can sustain, you know, some hunting up there. We do have serious concerns in regards to the complete closure in the Central Lassen Zone. You heard during Dan Perry-Gary's presentation that even the department biologists are split on this. Also heard, you know, the uncertainty, if any impact from hunting on the birds. I think it sends a very positive and much needed message to the hunting community if we were to maintain some permits in the central zone. Obviously the range is from zero to at least 11, maybe it goes higher than that. I'm not sure as far as Central Lassen is concerned. given the political debate on Sage Krause, given the you know, the lack of reason, if you will, in the past for closing Sage Krause in California, even though some groups are calling for it, I think that it would be important for the commission to maintain some, whether it be 2, 3, whatever the right number may be, permits in the central zone, so that at least there is some minor hunting opportunity up there during this coming season. Thank you.
All right, commissioners, that's our final speaker. Any questions or discussion?
Any comments from the commissioners, Richard and Jack?
No, I'm good with it, Jim. I mean, obviously, we're not in a position, since the roads are closed, for the department to have done any in-depth analysis post the or in the midst of the fire. It's frustrating to not know that. I think it's probably pretty clear that within the next year, these things are going to be lifted. Not by us, but by the federal government, and then of course that'll put us in motion. I don't know. I'm concerned about reducing hunting opportunity significantly. So I'm sympathetic with what Bill Gaines said, but I tend to support the department's recommendation. I think since we don't know, and since the fire is so devastating and still not contained, I think the appropriate thing to do is go to zero for just this year and see what happens.
Thanks, Richard. How about you, Jack?
President Kellogg, I have no comments, but I am curious on your position.
My position is that this is a bird that's questionable about how much longer they're going to last in the first place, and the bad name that people are trying to label hunters with right now is got an effect on my position on this. I believe that like John Carlson, who used to work for the department, that we have to trust in the biologists for the department and their recommendation. And as much as I hate to take any hunting opportunity away from hunters, I think we have to also be an example. And when we see some problem with any species and their habitat and the ability to sustain the population that we have left, I'm in favor of the recommendations, and I would just ask everybody to stay open to our possibilities for revisiting it for next season.
Commissioner, President Kellogg?
Yeah?
Yeah, I just wanted to add two things real quickly. One is from the memo you received from the director, which not everyone's probably had a ability to see. In it, there's a little piece of information I think is important relative to the central Blazin hunt. It says, and I'll quote.
What page is that on, first or second?
It's the first page, third paragraph. It says, additionally, the burn area provides winter habitat for birds that occur in the central Blazin hunt zone. So that's one of the reasons I think you're hearing the department express some concerns is, even though it didn't burn the Central Valley, Central Blazin hunt zone, they're going to be wandering over there this winter, and they're not going to find much. And so they're going to probably suffer substantial overwinter mortality as a result, or have to find some other place to overwinter. So I think that's one of the reasons. The other fact from our history is both the department and the commission have a long history of opening and closing sage grouse hunting in California. So just because we go to zero, we have a long record of reopening this hunt when conditions have been right. So I don't think we have to, in my view, worry about a precedent that once closed, we'll never get it back open again, because we've closed and opened sage grouse many times in the last 40 years.
And I agree. I mean, it's a commission's decision, and even if they came back with a recommendation next year not to open, it doesn't mean that we don't have to.
Right.
So I think that it's something that we can revisit next year in the proper time. Who knows how many more forest fires we're going to have before the season's over with. And just so with that, if you guys are through with your comments, I would call for a roll call vote.
I'm ready. I have a suggested motion.
Read it, please. And I'll make it.
Okay. The Fish and Game Commission hereby takes emergency action to amend Section 300, Title 14, to reduce the number of sage-grouse hunting permits to zero for the East Lassen and Central Lassen hunt zones due to the rush fires.
So moved.
Okay, can you just make a roll call vote so we got it on record?
I need a second. I have Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I made a motion and Richard seconded it.
I mean second, excuse me.
Okay. Yeah. That's excellent. All right, so roll call. President Kellogg?
Yes.
Commissioner Bayless?
Yes.
Commissioner Rogers?
Yes.
We have a unanimous vote. Thank you very much, commissioners. Any other questions or comments? All right.
Did that motion include, it's just for this year, right?
Correct.
It's
just this year. You can revisit this anytime next year.
Well, essentially, but the motion makes sure it determines that it's just this year. So staff are required to bring it to our attention next year, right?
Well, no. Actually, it changes to zero until the commission changes it to something.
President Kellogg, is that what you wanted, or did you just want to?
I want this commission to be able to revisit the whole issue next year.
I have a quick correction that may solve this quandary. Because this is an emergency action, it's only good for 180 days, then it expires. So it automatically goes back to the previous quota.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. I think we're good then.
All right. So you're welcome to adjourn the meeting, Mr. President Kellogg.
Okay. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for your participation, and thank you, public speakers, as well.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.